And sometimes, you know, certain situations is kind of bright, it sticks out, you gotta kind of, you know, tone it down. Sometimes the lower end of the fiddle is kind of a little mellower, a little deeper, you know, I kind of, you know, like the low end, and, you know, sometimes the high end you gotta fight with a little bit, but, you know, it's good there too, sometimes you need to get up there, and but, yeah. I like that's why I like playing second fiddle a lot. You get down low.
Is that why you got more rounds on your D strings?
Oh, yeah.
I personally like that a lot myself. You know, I went in to an ear doctor because I just wanted to check. This sounds like a joke, doesn't it? Sounds like a setup for a joke, but I went into to get my hearing tested, and I had this big globs of earwax, and they pulled them out, and then suddenly, as I was playing my fiddle, I realized how incredibly irritating the fiddle actually really is. I had no idea. So I began apologizing to all my friends, and you know, I really never knew what you were up against. So I put the balls of earwax back in. You want to do some bluegrass?
Yeah.
Do you like bluegrass at all?
Yeah. How about bluegrass, please?
Yeah. What do you think? Something we could Twitter or triple or
what?
Something we could Twitter or triple or. I was at a Shokin, a fiddle and dance with Kevin and Matt Glazer, and we were sitting around trying to decide, you know, what we really all wanted to play, but we didn't have our instruments with us. So we began to sing triple fiddle tunes in harmony. It was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, and one of them was this one, the Wheelhouse.